You're listening to the Blissful Bites Podcast, episode 113.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
And welcome back to the Blissful Bites podcast. As always, I am so excited that you are here today. Today, we are digging into some nerdy back-end blog stuff with my friend, Glenneth Reed. Glenneth is an AdWords specialist, and she's really helping us get into the nitty-gritty on some Google Analytics research. So I think you are going to really enjoy the episode. She gives you a few tangible tips that you can walk away and go do your own research with. So that is the point of my whole mission with the podcast, is to just give you things that you can go and implement right away in your business. Be sure to tell Glenneth how much you enjoyed the episode. Come hang out with us over in my Blissful Bites community over on Facebook. We are super active and we're having fun sharing our successes, struggles, and just other business tips. So go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/community and join us. Let's get into the interview. First, let's have a word with our sponsor, ConvertKit. I'm really excited to be able to bring you a free month to ConvertKit. I started using ConvertKit back in January, and it's been really, really effective for my own email marketing. If you have a blog or you have your own business, you know email marketing is so, so important. And this platform, ConvertKit, was actually designed specifically with bloggers and small business owners in mind. ConvertKit was actually made by professional bloggers, and it has a very simple, minimal design and really powerful features that will help you grow your revenue. If you want to check out ConvertKit and you want to grow your own platform and business through email marketing, you have to check it out. When you check it out with my link, you will get a free month. So go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/ConvertKit and get your free month now. Glenneth Reed is the blogger behind YourPathToFit.com and an AdWords specialist at First View Online in Knoxville, Tennessee. As a certified health coach and personal trainer, she loves helping women take charge of their health while learning to love their bodies. As an AdWords specialist, she handles PPC marketing for her clients, making sure they get the most visibility for whatever budget they have to work with. Hi, Glenneth.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you on. So tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
I am an AdWords specialist for a local internet marketing company. I've been doing this for 5 years. I spend about 75% of my time just working on and in my clients' AdWords accounts, making sure that whatever their budget is, they're getting the most that they can out of every dollar, because we know that marketing is expensive and that you need a good ROI on whatever you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had you on because I think that a lot of people don't even really know that much about AdWords and SEO and how they kind of work hand in hand.
Okay. Well, Google AdWords is Google's pay-to-play version for the search engine marketing. So if you go to google.com and you type in a search term like pink tennis shoes, Google's going to show you things that it thinks you want to see. And what I always tell people is Google's customer is the person sitting in front of the computer typing the search term, not the person who has the website or the person who's paying for the ads. Google wants the searcher to have the best possible experience. So you got to show up, and Google makes changes to the search page on a daily basis. And more that top space is being reserved for AdWords, for the people who are willing to pay to get their product or service shown. So it's so important, especially if you're in a competitive market, that you at least look and see what's out there especially if you're not ranking for SEO or if you're a new to the field business and you want to get started quickly.
So tell us what situations, because you and I had talked before and you think, or you know, actually, that Google AdWords isn't right for every single person. So not every business, not every blogger should be using their marketing tool. So what situations do you think that are really great to use Google AdWords for?
If you are a blogger with a specific product or service, for example, your granola, there's a product. If you are a niche service offering, like helping women over 40 with online fitness, something that's a little more broad-tailed and you have something that you're going to sell and you're actually making a profit on it, then AdWords is probably something you should consider. But I get asked a lot, you know, well, should I do AdWords for specific blog posts? And the answer is no. You don't want to be paying for something like that because some of the keyword costs can range anywhere from 50 cents where, you know, that's affordable to I have clients who pay upwards of $100 every time somebody clicks on their ad. And so you have to think about how much you're selling it for, how much it costs you, and what you're willing to pay to spend to get seen.
That makes a lot of sense. So your advice is to don't do it for a specific blog post, but maybe if you have a product where you know that you can make money off that click, then it's worth it.
Right. If you're starting a community or a big, kind of like Todd Herman in the 90 Day Year is a great example. That's something people might be searching for is productivity training. That would be perfect for it. If you're offering a free 7-day health challenge, that's probably not going to be AdWords. That's probably going to be more Facebook marketing.
Right, right. So say you figured out that you have a great product you want to sell and you think that AdWords might be good for it. How would you figure out if you should do it?
The first place I would start, and a lot of people will say the keyword tool within AdWords, and I will tell you no, the first place to start is go to google.com, put in what you think your ideal client would type in to find your product or what you want to show up for in the rankings. Look at the suggested searches that Google is making as you start typing that in. Write those keywords down. Then as you get your keyword in the tool, see who's showing up. Are those truly your competitors? Is that something else? And then go to the bottom and look at the other recommended search terms and write those down. And then just keep going until you have yourself a list of words and phrases that you would like to show up for where people are advertising, where your competitors are, and where you would like to be. That's really the first step.
Awesome. And would you say that you can use that Google search then to plan out blog posts?
Yes, absolutely. If you want to see what's coming up, type it in. Type in your title that you're thinking about and see what other people are doing. See if it's out there. One tip I saw one time is if you're doing a, you know, numbered post like X number of tips, you know, blank tips for starting running, type in top 10 tips for starting running. See what shows up and whatever number comes up, go up one, but make sure it's an odd number. So if you see the highest number is 10 tips to start running, do a post 11 tips to start running.
Ooh, I like that tip.
And the reason is when journalists are looking for articles to cite, they will often do that and they will usually pick the highest number. And for some reason, they like odd numbered posts.
Wow, that's a really good tip. Now we're going to have a couple hundred tips, posts come out of this podcast. I love that tip. How would you say that Google AdWords or searching in Google can work hand in hand with search engine optimization?
Well, we always tell our clients that the most successful of our clients are the ones who do SEO and AdWords. They're the ones who are concentrating on SEO, making sure that their website is optimized, that they have fresh content, that all of their pages have on-site optimization, but that they're also doing AdWords in conjunction with it, because ideally you would want to show up more than one time on the first page. You know, if you could show up for your AdWords ad and SEO, people are going to give that more credit because they're assuming, okay, this is really the person I want. If you're a local business and you're doing something, you know, maybe you're a fitness blogger and you actually have, say, a CrossFit gym or a yoga studio, so you're also local to a specific area, you have the opportunity to show up three places and add the local listings and organically. And then that even gives you more credibility as these are the people I need to be looking at.
That makes a lot of sense. And bringing up the local aspect, if you have a local business, do you think that you should be doing Google AdWords any more than anyone else? Or does all the same things still apply?
The same things still apply, but absolutely, I think you should be doing AdWords. One reason is if your competitors are, and maybe you're not showing up in local listings or you haven't had time to concentrate on SEO, the only way people are going to know about you in that space is if you advertise. So many times we tell our clients, we know you don't really think you ought to be here, but these are who you said your competitors were, and they're all doing AdWords. And that's usually the key that they go, oh, well, then I guess we should be doing it.
So true. So how would you say, if you had any tips for, because the majority of my listeners are food bloggers, and then we have a small portion of the listeners who are looking to start those physical products. How would you say you get started just using Google AdWords and the search tool?
Using Google AdWords, just sign up for an account. It's free. You don't have to put in your billing information stuff. You can sign up. You can start building out your campaigns. Do a lot of searching, though. When I set up an account, I spend 2 or 3 hours, seriously, just at google.com, putting in phrases, seeing who shows up, trying other phrases, trying other words, and just kind of cultivating my list before I ever go into AdWords and start organizing it.
That makes a lot of sense.
The more time you can spend on prep and making sure that you're targeting the right things, the better it's going to be in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. And how would you figure out, say you want to start this? I'm sure, because I do a lot with Facebook ads, and a lot of Facebook ads is just testing. You're testing ads, you're testing images, you're testing headlines. So does that also happen with AdWords?
Yes, you definitely have to give it a while to get statistically significant data in there. But with smaller companies who are really budget constrained, who probably a lot of food bloggers and fitness owners are, you want to keep a real close eye on the account. I started one for a small company this week, and I'm watching it daily. I look at it, I see what's going on, I'm making small tweaks, because you don't want to be paying for clicks that aren't relative. And Google gives you all kinds of information within AdWords. You can see every search term that generated a click. And if it's something that you hadn't thought of and don't want to show up for, you can add in negative keywords to where you're not showing up if somebody types in that word. And that, to me and my clients, are just as important as the words that we want to show up for.
Is that because it will get too expensive if you end up showing up for those terms?
Yes. A great example is a client that I had that hires truck drivers. And I took over this account from another company. Well, they didn't have any negative keywords, and all they hired were tanker truck drivers. But the way the person set the AdWords account up, they were actually showing up for things like taxi drivers, limo drivers, cruise ship drivers, and they were paying for those clicks, which obviously was not who they were targeting. So I went in, the first week and added, you know, all of these negative keywords, they spent half the money the next month for the same amount of conversions, which were more targeted leads.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So I don't know if you work with Facebook ads or you have any experience with Facebook ads, but if you wanted to start with in one place as a food blogger who is considering doing or has an ebook down the pike, which one would you say you should start with?
If you have an ebook coming down the pike, I'll tell you what I'd start with. I would start with Facebook ads because I think that's cheaper to do in the long run, quicker to set up. People are on Facebook all day long. But then another thing that I would do within AdWords, you can do remarketing ads, which are the display ads that show up as people go from site to site. I would set up a remarketing campaign that targets anybody who's been on your site. So as they're going through other sites on the web, your display ad shows up. And I always tell people with remarketing that you can start that for as little as $5 a day. And it's a great way to brand and get people to remember, hey, I was on that site. I need to go back there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was kind of my next question, your budget. What if you decide you're going to do an AdWords or a Facebook ad, how do you figure out what you need to spend and what is kind of the minimum you need to spend?
The minimum for Facebook is $5 a day. Depending on your audience and what you're selling, I think you can get a lot for $5 a day, 5 to 10, especially if you're running it, say, for 30 days. If you're just going to run something for a 5-day period, I might run $20 to $25 a day. For AdWords, if you're doing a search campaign, really the minimum is going to be to start with $25 a day. You can go less than that, but you need to give it some budget so that Google will show your ad. Because you have a budget, Google's only going to show your ad so many times because, of course, they're not going to let you go over your budget. And so if you set it at $5 a day and your clicks are $3 a click, you're not going to show up but once or twice the entire day. So I would be prepared to spend at least 25 day on a search campaign. But if you're doing just a remarketing or display campaign with Google, you can get by with $5 a day easily.
Okay, that's great. That's really good to know. And I don't know if you get them, but I get a lot emails and sometimes even in the mail, I'll get offered like $100 free in AdWords. Is that something that you think everyone should take advantage of or should we be cautious?
I think so. Those really are coming from Google. They are coming directly from Google. It really will. I think they're requiring you to spend so much money now, but I think it's minimal, maybe $25 or $50. And it certainly won't hurt you to try it, especially if you've done your research and set your account up great to start with.
Awesome. Okay. That's really good to know. I get those a lot and I've never taken advantage of them. So I will definitely consider it the next time I come across one. And won't Google also help you set up your campaign?
Yes, they will make suggestions. They have all kinds of, they have an opportunities tab where they say, okay, here's some suggested keywords. They line it out as far as when you create the ad, they show you how much space you have, what it's going to look like. They show you examples. So it's pretty intuitive going step by step by step. You just want to make sure some of the bigger things is that you do get your ad correct. You follow their editorial process and don't do anything outside of it, which will get your ad disapproved. And then also, one of the things they don't mention a lot is those negative keywords. And I will tell everybody listening, unless you are advertising for a job, which you're probably not, your first 6 negative keywords should be career, careers, job, jobs, salary, salaries. Because you have no idea how that every phrase gets tagged with one of those words at times with people looking for jobs. So go ahead and make that your first 6 negative keywords and just cut it off right there.
Oh, great tip. Thank you. So now let's just to kind of wrap up the SEO Google AdWords section before I ask you some more personal questions. What would you say would be the first place to just move forward with this? Do you suggest bloggers are doing this search every single time they have a blog post, or do you think they should stick with it if they just have an ebook or a program that they're starting? Where do you think? Because I'm sure, you know, I'm all about focused work. So I definitely do not want the bloggers listening to this spending hours and hours trying to come up with a great headline and using that as friction to move forward. So where do you think the line is? Where do you think you start with that?
If you're doing a recipe post or a kitchen tips post, absolutely go to google.com. Don't spend any more than 10 minutes trying to search out what you think your title is, but do get out there and look for it. If it's a more lifestyle post or a more general, maybe it's not truly going to be evergreen, I wouldn't even worry about going to search it. I would just make sure it's a good post, looks good, that you're doing all the SEO stuff correctly, but it's probably not ever going to be found in the search results.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing those tips. And if anyone wants to contact you for help with AdWords or anything like that, where can they find you?
They can find me. They can shoot me an email at glenneth.reed@gmail.com. And that's glenneth.reed@gmail.com. My blog is yourpathtofit.com. And I would love to answer any questions if people just want to reach out. I'm also Your Path to Fit on pretty much all the social medias. So feel free to come find me. Let me know you heard me here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I just have to ask you before you go, because you have a full-time job and you're a blogger and you have a lot going on as well. So how do you manage the balance between your jobs and just keeping yourself and your life happy?
I plan a lot on Sundays. Sundays I sit down and I look at both my work week and my personal week and what I want to try to get done blogging-wise. And I just figure out what I can do and what I can't. And I really try to plan the entire week on Sunday. And then understanding if things have to change, they have to change because life comes first. I'm also very fortunate. I have a very flexible job. I get to work from home 2 days a week. And that helps me with some time management because I'm not up a lot getting ready or getting dressed and having to leave the house. So, I'm also a very new convert to Trello as an organizational app, and I have to tell you that I'm loving it for planning. I have it both for work and personal, and I try to remember what's important, and it's always family and friends first. You know, then I have a full-time job. There's only three of us, so I have a lot of, you know, they count on me as much as I count on them, and then my blog and other business has to, it comes next, and I try to get what I can done, but I'm not going to beat myself up over what I don't get done.
I love it, and I love that you plan. And I haven't used Trello. I use Slack, and I like that, so I'll have to check Trello out.
I've looked at Trello for years and never understood how it worked, and I actually found an online course through Facebook marketing I was marketed to. And I took it and I was just blown away with how well the course was done, but how much I learned and how excited I became afterwards about using Trello for personal and business.
Awesome. I will definitely have to check it out. You got to love those Facebook ads for that.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Glenneth. You were so helpful.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
You can find all information about Glenneth in our show notes at NicoleCulverblog.com/podcast. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and a helpful business tip. Do you know what stage of blogging you're in? I put together this quiz to help you figure out what stage of blogging you're in and what you need to do to actually get to the next level. So take the quiz. It takes about 30 seconds. And from there, you'll learn what stage you're in and what things that you need to focus on to bring your blog and your business to the next level. Visit NicoleCulverBlog.com/quiz to take it and get started.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.